September is a vigorous month in Holland. North Sea rains angle down out of charcoal-bottomed clouds. Broad bands of blue sky appear, and the world becomes bathed in smoky light. Suddenly the sun comes on pure and full, shocking the painted and varnished shutters on brick facades, threatening to pierce the green murk of the canal surface, bringing ordinary humans close to bursting out in mad, spontaneous song. And there is the wind, a constant presence, like an insistent hand on the back, inviting or pushing the inhabitants. Move! Make sail! Go! Oh, may it come, the time of love, the time we'd be enamoured of. I've been patient too long, my memory is dead, all fears and all wrongs to the heavens have fled, while all my veins burst with a sickly thirst. Oh, may it come, the time of love, the time we'd be enamoured of. Like the meadow that is dreaming, forgetful of cares, flourishing and flowering with incense and tares, where fierce buzzings rise of filthy flies. Oh, may it come, the time of love, the time we'd be enamoured of. After a quick shower, Seth put on some clean clothes and worked his way down the stairs. He went into the living room, or the man centre, as he sometimes calls it. Against the wall stood a large second-hand television, into which game consoles of all sorts were plugged. Between him and his two roommates, they owned all of the most recent gaming hardware. Then I'll rise with a roar, rant, rage, curse them and the universe as I send them scattering over the lawn. I'll feel much better. Sit down to toast and eggs, hum a little tune, suddenly become as lovable as a pink overfed whale. Some people never go crazy. What truly horrible lives they must lead.